Our minds are controlled by God, April 8. Transformed by the renewing of the mind. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Will men and women consider how God regards the creatures he has made? He forms man's mind. We do not think one noble thought that does not come from him. He knows all the mysterious workings of the human mind, for did he not make it? God sees that sin has debased and degraded man, but he looks upon him with pity and compassion, for he sees that Satan has him in his power. All true reformation begins with soul cleansing. It is by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the mind through the power of the Holy Spirit that a change is wrought in the life. By beholding Christ, we become changed. If the mind dwells upon temporal things constantly, these things become all-absorbing, affecting the character so that God's glory is lost sight of and forgotten. The opportunities that are within reach for them to become conversant with heavenly things are overlooked. Spiritual life dies. Make God your entire dependence. When you do otherwise, then it is time for a halt to be called. Stop right where you are and change the order of things. In sincerity and soul hunger, cry after God. Wrestle with the heavenly agencies until you have the victory. Put your whole being into the Lord's hands, soul, body, and spirit, and resolve to be his loving, consecrated agency, moved by his will, controlled by his mind, infused by his spirit. Then you will see heavenly things clearly. If we would permit our minds to dwell more upon Christ in the heavenly world, we should find a powerful stimulus and support in fighting the battles of the Lord. Pride and love of the world will lose their power as we contemplate the glories of that better land so soon to be our home. Beside the loveliness of Christ, all earthly attractions will seem of little worth.